Now, you touched on some styles briefly, but for folks who are kind of, you know, new to electronic music, what type of styles should they be familiar with?
Oh, geez, there are so many.
Should they be familiar with?
Well, I want to tell them what they should like. But.
Well, what should they like, Dre?
It seems to be there's a populace in West Michigan that calls anything other than what they hear on radio. They just refer to it as techno.
Right. I agree. That does seem...
generalized term.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
They call Lady Gaga techno, so that just goes
that's
to show
crazy.
You.
What would be a better way to break that down, Todd?
You know, techno was birthed in Detroit. House music was birthed in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Those are probably the two most preeminent. You know, if you look at the science of each sound, stylistically, different techno is more stripped down.
Sure.
More barren sounds, usually darker, a lot of minor keys.
Mm-hmm.
House music is more soulful.
Okay.
It's four on the floor, a lot of jazz instrumentation.
Sure.
What I call diva-ish vocals.
Mm-hmm. And what are you feeling, Shannon?
You know what? It's one of those that we've all, everybody in this room has probably talked about ad nauseum with friends over the years. The problem is that you've got different groups of people where there's some people that they get it a little bit and they understand it a little bit, but they're still not quite grasping it. I've been at bars where it's a lounge and they're playing just the most relaxing, chill. You know, you feel like you're on a beach on some tropical island. It's perfect. And I hear some lady go, "Can you do something about this music? It's that repetitive beat, you know, over and over again." And I'm just
play
thinking,
"Am I with words?"
Yeah, play something with words, exactly. And I'm like, "Are you kidding me right now? This is the most appropriate music. What do you want? Elevator music, or
right?
Muzak, or do you want the same stuff that you hear on the radio over and over again?"
Sure.
And that's just it. People are so conditioned in this world because you hear the same 21 songs over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's even on BPM now, it's ridiculous.
Right.
There's no creativity, and yet there's thousands of songs being produced every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that when the people that actually take trips around the world and go beyond Grand Rapids and actually branch out a little bit, they change very quickly and they come back, I don't want to say more cultured, but they're exposed to a lot more variety in a lot more different settings, and they start to visualize. They see they're at the beach in Ibiza, and they see how relaxing it is listening to Cafe Mambo in the sand, and they go to a nightclub, and they hear that one nightclub's different than another. To Todd's point, it's not all just techno. It's there's house, and there's vocal house.
Right.
And there's
can't,
you know,
just lump everything together.
And, exactly.
Sure,
so,
sure.
I think that it's a transition that some people go through and some people never go through. And I think that also, if you look at their lives, some people, you know, are in the same job from the time they're 18 till the time they're 80 and go to the same place every day,
right,
and hear classic rock. And
right,
that's all they ever know.
Sure.
So.
Gotcha. Now, I noticed, as I mentioned before, I have kind of an elementary understanding of electronic music, but whenever I see a DJ electronic musician up there, I either see him with a laptop or turntables. What are some of the other things that are in your arsenal?
Well, right now in my setup, I used to use turntables for every set. But as I started to travel more, I started to realize what a pain that actually is.
Sure.
Usually what happens, the venue, you know, they'll backline you certain pieces of equipment. Sometimes they're not quite right when you get there.
Right.
So for traveling gigs now, I use more of a MIDI controller.
Okay.
And I have like a couple of different machines for effects.
Sure.
Various vocal effects or to trigger samples or other vocals or just special sounds or whatever. So it really kind of depends on the show. It depends on how far you want to go with it. Sometimes it's best to keep it simple if you're doing something where it's back-to-back DJs and you're constantly switching things out. But yeah, I mean, if my ideal world, I like to use turntables with like some sort of controller for effects.
Okay. Todd?
Yeah, to your point of the laptops, whether you're using turntables or CD players or a MIDI controller, it seems like 95%, if not more, percent of the DJs these days are pulling the signals directly from the laptop with vinyl. It would be a time code signal, the same thing with CDJs.
Okay.
It really has revolutionized the industry. The nice thing is if... you know, you have a piece of software, what's called a DAW, on your computer, and you know, you want to do a quick edit of a song, And you can do that, you know, when Dre's traveling, she can sit on the airplane and actually put on a 32-beat intro or a 32-beat outro and customize it to her needs.
Okay.
You know, Shannon and I come from a generation where, you know, we were carrying 4 milk crates of records into every gig back in the early 90s.
Sure.
And I know neither one of us really want to do that anymore, carry that much stuff. So to be able
quite
to
a workout.
Yeah, to be able to have everything in one location like that, it really has proved to be beneficial. The technology that has emerged just in the past 5 years has made more changes in the industry probably than all the previous years combined.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you guys are all involved in the City Lights Music Festival. It's coming up August 17th and 18th at Calder Plaza. What's on tap for it this year?
City Lights this year is stepping up another notch. It's been a good, steady evolution. This year, it's moving to 2 days. And the big focus with City Lights is focusing on, in its name, the city.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing that was added this year is we have almost 47, 48 DJs playing, and
wow,
the bulk of them are from Grand Rapids or West Michigan, because there is a lot of talent here. And one of the things that we've noticed over the years is these other festivals in other cities is they go and they have a lot of DJs play, but there's only a couple from their actual city.
Mm-hmm.
And we really wanted to try to include as many people as possible from the community. We've got such a great range, and we actually had people, you know, go on and vote who their favorite DJs were, and two of them, Super Dre and Todd, are in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's evolving into something really great. We're stepping it up to have additional spaces this year where there's some surprises on where there'll be music being played, but people will know when they get there. The VIP area is going to be really nice this year. They've got we're going to have actual area where people can get seating if they want it. And one big surprise that just happened is the our not-for-profit just finally got approved, and that is the Humane Society.
Okay.
And the Humane Society is just very, very excited about it, and we're all animal lovers, so we're talking about actually next Monday we're doing a promotional event at Calder Plaza at 8 o'clock and doing a photo shoot with all the dogs where the dogs
very cool
can come dressed up in their gear.
Now, you mentioned Todd and Shannon. They're obviously, Todd and Dre, they're obviously going to be part of the lineup. Who are some of the other DJs that folks should know about who are going to be on the lineup?
Sure. One of the things we wanted to do this year is we wanted to book a couple of classic artists.
Mm-hmm.
And one that everybody would know because, you know, Grand Rapids there, again, we talked about the people that they think everything is techno.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to those people, even Sandstorm by Darude is techno.
Okay.
But he's one that's crossed over. He's got a lot of really great new music out, but people still, and he's not that old, he's in his 30s, but Sandstorm is one of the biggest selling tracks of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Very recognizable. And Darude is actually going to be performing this year. DJ Icy is going to be performing this year. He's a classic a DJ that's been a crowd favorite for years and brings another style, another element to the equation, completely different than Darude. We've got a new artist, Revolver, that is very, very quickly becoming one of the best remixers for dubstep type remixes.
Okay.
He does more of an electro dubstep type feel, but he's got a great new remix of Morgan Page's new track and Florence and the Machine, but really a really great up-and-coming artist that's more in that dubstep direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a wide variety of other DJs that have been, you know, favorites in this area for years, Mix and Mark, Calendar,
mm-hmm.
Kenneth Thomas, that are just really, really great, great up-and-coming artists that are producing. If you look on BPM on your player,
mm-hmm.
And you look at who the remix was by, you're going to see Mix and Mark on, you know, half the tracks you hear these days.
Mm-hmm.
Calendar is one that's really breaking loose right
he's
now.
He's from Chicago, right?
He's from Chicago.
Yeah.
Actually, he's originally from Novi.
Okay.
And he's really starting to break free right now. So all these guys are the next generation
mm-hmm.
of your big name DJs.
Okay.
And over the next few years, I'm pretty confident that you're going to see these guys, you know, right up there on stage with, you know, Skrillex and
mm-hmm.
everybody else. We've got a couple DJs from outside the city. We've got Louis D from Miami. He's got the longest running residency in Miami.
Okay.
Very, very well known club DJ that brings a kind of a tribal feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then to put the icing on the cake with him, we've got Bam Bam Buddha, who is one of the best percussionists that you'll ever see. And he flies down to, he's from Chicago, he actually flies down to Miami and performs with Louis D. Like they do like a 1 month or once a month residency. He's actually coming in to perform with Louis D. during his set.
Sure.
Which is just really a cool thing to see because the guys just flow so well together. And again, it's another unique music style. We've got Scooter and LaVille from L.A. That's two guys, that one that plays really cool upbeat house music, and the other guy scratches over the top of it and drops in, you know, well-known hip-hop and R&B type riffs and kind of recreates music with turntables and CD players on the fly. So kind of a unique thing to witness there, too.
Oh, but, very cool.
And quite a few others, too, but just a really good, well-rounded, diverse group of artists.